Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Chris Labatt of SEO Bank, who has more than 15 years experience as an agency owner working in advanced SEO. Chris has helped companies scale their businesses with the best content strategies and digital marketing campaigns. Today, we're going to be discussing Chris's journey of building SEO Bank and what he's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
Thanks, Julia. Pleasure to be aboard.
So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So tell us to start, where are you tuning in from today?
So we're based out of Kingsall, Ontario, Canada.
Very nice. And how did you originally get into digital marketing?
So I guess two different degrees. One was audiovisual engineering,
Okay.
which I did sound and a lot of music, but basically back in the day when Flash and Micromedia were a thing, before Adobe had bought them out, we started building basically Flash websites. And after that, that turned into a little bit of an interest and got re-educated after the first degree for web development. The first agency that I worked for, there were so many web developers kind of on the floor that I was kind of lost in the wake when I was just like a newbie kind of learning my skill set and chops in dev. But basically the CEO, the owner of Numantis, his name was Randy Como. He kind of took me under his wing and was like, hey, we got like a lot of web developers on the floor, but would you like to learn SEO maybe and see what, like, you know, where sales come from? And I thought, well, what's the main thing of starting a website besides getting more leads and sales, right? So it was super cool for him to kind of do that. And he gave me like a little black box of like, you know, all these courses. And I just thought that it was the coolest thing. So
That really
gave me a left turn for the career, but it was positive overall.
Very good. And then, so tell us about SEO Bank and, you know, what that deciding factor was that made you really want to start the agency.
Yeah, so there was a couple other jobs that I had where it was very traditional. Like we were really, I consider myself probably a marketer first, like much like, you know, you were telling me you had web design branding. We did a lot of that, right? Where it was PR, radio, newspapers. We had people, you know, writing press releases for these companies. And it was, you know, high-end retainers, 50,000, 60K retainers from people around the area, the US as well. And what I found was I'm a little bit of a numbers guy. And from what we got in return from either organic SEO or paid PPC, that was really getting them the return on investment. Not only was it doing, you know, better than the other channels, but that was basically paying for the rest of the other things that we were doing kind of in traditional. So I thought, wow, you know, maybe that's the paradigm shift and I should really create my own agency and just focus on that. So that's what I did.
Very cool. And then, so how do you guys differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
That's a great question. So even in digital, there's been these like either evolutions in Google algorithms. And I think the major change has been in RankBrain. So if we go back a little bit, they had what they called lexicon search, which is just basically matching phrases or keywords to what's on the page, right? So now with RankBrain, we have a little bit more of what we call semantic SEO. And with semantics, they're trying to derive meaning or context. So with that, we made the shift more to what we call entities in the space or entity SEO.
Okay.
And For me, I write a lot of schema. I was just telling you, just writing schema. So that is the major difference between us. We're really reading a lot of patents on what Google's up to, kind of just staying ahead of the curve. But it's a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Awesome.
The challenge is there.
Very cool. That's great. So when you were first starting out, what was one of the biggest challenges that you had to overcome?
Scaling. Scaling's pretty tough. So, you know, we talked about the money levers earlier. Either you're trading your time for money, or you have some IP, or you have some technology to basically, you know, get ahead of the game. Automation is key. My dad's kind of like the grandfather of automation. He created a greenhouse automation company back in the mid 80s, 90s, closer to 90s when the internet was just starting out. So he always told
me as a lad.
Yeah, he always said, you know, you're like, Chris, automation is the future. Like, he used to tell me that like 10 times a day, but because of what it was doing, right?
So yeah, if you can save time, that's like, you've got it all figured out. Like, you've got 90% of it figured out.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're always trying to think about ways to scale, bring in automation and make things easier, smoother, right? So, yeah. I mean, I think the number one thing that business owners probably face is busyness, right?
Yeah.
If we can solve that problem a little bit, make their lives easier. I mean, Review Robin is another one where, hey, you don't have to send out physical links, you know, for reviews anymore. Like,
yeah,
it's the 21st century. We got software for that.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of
like, you know, and people appreciate that. So I think, you know, with marketing automation and other platforms that we run, we really kind of, you know, stick out that way. That's good.
Very good. I like that. Yeah, that's a really unique differentiating factor. You're just really helping save people time and give them that time back so they can really sink it into their business.
100%. Yeah.
Awesome. So I would love to pick your brain a little bit on sales. So I'd love to learn how you are bringing in leads to your agency and then closing those prospects.
Yeah, so I believe in what we call like branding the SERPs. There's a couple of people out there that really profess that. And there's so many multimedia options out there right now. We're doing a podcast, which is great. People, you know, start to learn and trust and respect you as a entrepreneur, as a business owner.
Yep.
And there's all these opportunities to sort of give back and share your knowledge. So I have a podcast channel, I have a YouTube. A little bit famous on social media, being as humble as possible. It scares me a little bit because people start to, you know, reach out and it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. So being as humble as possible, those avenues are great channels for anyone in any vertical or industry to kind of position themselves as a thought leader. And that's kind of been, you know, for the most part, a good sales engine. The other one I'd say is create strategic alliances. Like yourself, Julia, I mean, you are talking, same sort of thing. You build relationships on trust. And we've done the same thing with other agencies that just offer website development. Mm-hmm. And they pass us their SEO work and we pass them the website work. So
yeah,
it's always been good.
Yeah, it's so, I think it's so smart to just create those strategic partnerships like you mentioned. And yeah, if you focus more on the creative, someone else focuses more on the technical side, just pair up and send work to each other. And yeah, it'll just make your life so much easier.
Yeah. And we kind of want a good book of record where we have one expert on file and it's like, that's the go-to person, right? So I recognize and see myself as, you know, entity SEO or the go-to person for, you know, exactly that, you know, advanced level SEO strategies. Whereas, you know, I can't be everything. We'd have a PPC guy that I use in British Columbia and a few other strategic partners where essentially we're a strong team because we're all individual experts at our craft.
Yeah, well, I guess in a lot of agencies, it's not even just straight referring. Sometimes it is, but even just having that white label working relationship with the other agencies is a great way to just be able to scale when you don't have that manpower.
Yeah, 100%. So strength in numbers. You know, we kind of lock elbows and continue on forward.
Exactly. That's awesome. So What are some of the main ways that you are bringing in more leads to your agency currently? You know, like, are you doing, you know, some other ways, I should say, you know, do you do traditional networking at all? Are you reaching out to business owners? Are you referral based? I'd love to learn some other ways that you're bringing in more leads.
Yeah, I think most companies should be at least their number one driver of sales should be referrals. I mean, if you're, you know, good at what you do, the quality is there, you're delivering results. Mm-hmm. You know, word of mouth should be, you know, your top lead at all times. Above and beyond that, you know, we're digital, right? So we have really good, you know, organic SEO where people, and it's surprising sometimes out of the blue, we'll get like four or five, or I'll post a case study on social media where different things are coming out. So I would say good case studies have really been, you know, a game changer as far as extra leads coming through the door. That has been able to kind of get us where other agencies are like, hey, what did you do there? Like, what, you know, what's the secret sauce?
That's cool. That's awesome.
So you get a little extra attention that way. Plus, you know, like I say, if you're running digital, you can throw up a landing page with some PPC ads or, you know, Facebook ads, and you do pretty well through that as well.
Awesome. That's super helpful. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've been growing your agency?
Yeah, it's slaying the dragon of business management, right? So I've helped a lot of businesses and, you know, become more profitable through SEO through the years in scaling business. However, it's hard to know every single facet of business as you're kind of going through those growing pains, right? So hiring is one, right? You know, business development, business structure, your model, finances, and everything else that comes with business ownership, as you know. You know, there's a lot, there's always like a secret thing hiding. It's like, oh, yeah. Did you know you have to, whatever it is, remit, you know, extra, you know, CPP or whatever it is. And it's like, oh man, here's another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Growing totally. Pain, as I say.
Awesome. Alrighty. And then, so do you have any productivity hacks that you have uncovered, along your journey as an entrepreneur that you just use to help save yourselves more time?
I heard 30-minute nap and then just like Tim Hortons. So like as soon as you wake up and then you're supposed to be a superhero. I really don't. I don't know. I do know, like, from my answers for the questions that you sent over, it's like I'm a big believer in diet, meditation, and exercise. I really adhere to that.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, productivity, I mean, Pomodoro technique, if you've heard of that, you know,
yep.
Blocks of focus. So everything we run here at the agency is blocks of time. Mm-hmm. So I know if we're hitting, you know, the schedule or if somebody's behind, there's great tools out there, ClickUp, Trello, Go High Level. So it's almost like a gift, like in the world that we live in now with all these, you know, Review Robin is another one. We have these great tools, right? So, I mean, it's just using them and managing them. But I heard a scary stat the other day where it was like 60% of corporations almost every corporation spends almost 60% of their time planning their day as opposed to doing work. Which is like meetings and then like scheduling out your day. And I'm just like, man, like that was a high stat for me. And I was like, I never want to run my agency like that. Kind of like grinders and doers, you know, guys that are
getting
absolutely. The work done.
I know. I try to, you know, those things that I do on a regular basis, I try to just get that scheduled straight into my calendar. And then it's just a repeat task. So yeah, I've got those things that I've just got to do every week. And, yeah, when it's just in your calendar, you can't fall behind. It's scheduled in, and then that way it gets done. So that's worked really well for me.
What do you use for a calendar?
I just use the Google Calendar. Google? Yeah. Yeah.
I know Google's a favorite. I switched to Trevor AI, which is pretty neat, but
okay.
I just, the only reason, and you know, I could probably work around it. The only reason why I don't use Google is because like I'm 100 different accounts. Like I have everybody's like Gmail because of Google My Business or like AdWords.
Yep.
So it's always in and out of all these different accounts. So I'd never be able to be in there longer than a minute.
Yeah. And then you'd accidentally probably add it to the wrong calendar. And then that would just turn into a logistical nightmare.
Why do I have a podcast with Julia?
Your clients will be calling you up, not too happy. Awesome. That's that's super helpful. And then, so what systems or software have been critical for helping streamline your operations?
Yeah, so software, I mean, there's always a shiny new object in SEO. It's very tricky to kind of stay consistent, and we're a big believer in SOPs. And if you can find in the system essentially what's wrong, we wouldn't necessarily say, hey, this worker is behind because X. We'd probably go back and say, well, what's the management or the software that they're using or the SOP that is failing them, right? Mm-hmm. So we try and take a look at that and just see specific software that, I mean, I rely a lot on Trello, but as far as software, there's been other stuff that we've used that have been higher level. SharpSpring, we're a certified agency with, which has been good, but we do find like, it really depends on what level the business owner is at. Mm-hmm. A lot of those tools, you know, they would have to have like tons of marketing collateral, which could be beneficial for the business. Again, like the agency, you'd have to go back and create all that stuff. But sometimes the software itself isn't enough. Like there's got to be a lot of man hours creating some of those things. So mm-hmm. it truly depends on the problem/solution that they're looking for. But
interesting. So knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're getting into the questions now, aren't we?
We'll get into the fast five here shortly. These are my other interview style questions.
You caught me off guard. Yeah. I mean, one more time, what's the question?
So is there anything just in hindsight is something that you've learned that, you know, if you had someone who was just starting out that you would just kind of give them a heads up, like, you know, this is maybe a mistake I made when I was first starting out. This is just something I've learned along the way that I think would be helpful to you.
As a mentorship kind of guide.
Yeah.
I mean, the tricky part always is I think people, especially in my industry, are a little bit introvert. And I would say that soft skills are as important as, you know, your technical side, right? So, I mean, be a good steward of the earth, be a good human. But I mean, there's a lot to be said if you can get into, you know, the different soft skills. So either personality type testing or communication skills. There's really good books out there. One called Wired That Way, where you can kind of see how different people, you know, are wired and interact with one another. Mm-hmm. And that gives you insight into other people's perspectives and how they operate, which I found very beneficial. Mm-hmm. So any advice or mentorship for anybody coming, you know, through the ranks or evolving their career, try and focus as much on your soft skill sides as you are, you know, just doing your technical or other skill sets.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. I know I'm always trying to learn more about sales. And I know I'm reading a book right now called Influence, which is it's a super popular book and it's amazing. So yeah, like I'm only a few chapters in and already it's talked about the law of reciprocity. So, which is a super interesting concept. You know, whenever you give to people, they feel indebted and others want to give back to you. So that's something that you can absolutely incorporate in sales. And, and also pricing yourselves. Like, a lot of people think, you know, if they can charge less for their services, that it'll be more appealing when they're selling their services. but you know, you're taking away that element of value whenever you're doing that. So yeah, it's a super, super interesting book that I would definitely recommend to anyone listening who wants to improve their skills related to sales.
Yeah, I have that one. I like influence a lot. There's a couple of win friends and influence people, I think.
Yeah, that's another good one.
That category. My friend just recommended Sell Futures, Not Features, which is a book about sort of like value-based pricing, which is kind of cool. So lots of information. I mean, I usually try and have an audiobook going on Audible as I'm working, but sometimes it gets distracting. Depends on how much CPU power I need at the time.
I love that. I know that's one thing I miss about, I mean, I don't miss ever having a commute, but one thing is like now everyone's working from home. I miss that driving time where I could get in the audiobooks.
Super cool. Downtime, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So where do you see SEO Bank in 5 years' time?
Oh, seven digit multiples. I don't know. No. I will always say, like, you know, I know a lot of guys, they're hustling out there, and for them, like, that whatever they're bringing in net numbers is kind of, you know, the measure of success. But I honestly really love SEO. I'm hoping that Google doesn't kind of destroy the game. They're making things tougher and tougher a little bit with, you know, less clicks and different things with the features that they're rolling out. Mm-hmm. But if you evolve with it and stay, you know, in the love of the game, I think you're 100% more successful than if you're fighting for whatever it is as a multiple or going through the things. The other thing is just, you know, just like we talked about, like I'm getting job offers and stuff like that. So they're trying to buy me out, and I just don't know how I could do that with like so many different people, you know, relying on me. In the same token, it's like that rush of crushing the numbers. So in the future, I always say that there's no real crystal ball, but I mean, as long as things are good for me, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so important to just keep that passion, you know, just remind yourself, you know, what was that passion that got me into starting the business in the first place, and kind of make that, you know, part of your why.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And I mean, we have plans, like we have specific plans to grow out different verticals and partnerships, but I mean, for the most part, who's to say, right?
Awesome. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So I physically have a tattoo from the book Be Here Now. It was a book that I read very early on, but I just really resonated with that. So originally written by Dr. Richard Alpert. And anyways, it was a book that I loved and still like to this day. It's basically about unity, right? So I like that concept.
I love that. That's awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
So honestly, not a morning person, but like I mentioned before, I'm a big believer in a healthy routine. So I try and, you know, pay attention to diet, at least a little bit, meditation and exercise. And that has been my routine for quite some time. I also like something called 30-30-30. And if you can commit yourself to maybe 30 minutes of book reading, 30 minutes of like either self-care or a timeout, right? It doesn't have to be like hardcore meditation. You could be like listening to music. Downtime is good. And then another 30 minutes of physical activity. You know, so you're feeding your mind, you're feeding your spirit or whatever you want to say, and your body. So that will give you a good regimen to follow.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Yeah, I do something loosely similar, but yeah, every day just try to get that meditation in, usually like 15 minutes. Do some like journaling and goal setting, and got to get the exercise in. So yeah, it's not always easy, but it's always you know, if you ever have those days where you don't wake up, you're in a great mood, it always without fail boosts your mood. And yeah, it's such a great way to start your day off.
Yeah. And I know I usually get like a little bit of resistance. Like some people will say, well, you know, oh man, like that's hard to do, but it's really the opposite. It really feels good. And that's what you want. You want that feeling good engine, like turned on. Right. And then you're just kind of like a magnet for good positive vibes. Not the other thing.
I knew what you meant there. Yeah. And it's one of those things as well. It's like, it's implementing that habit, right? So if you're able to have it, you know, when you're doing something else, if you start that habit right after that ends, you're more likely to do it. So like right. In my case, I always drop my daughter off at school, come home. And then that's when I do that like little, you know, time. 45 minutes of just like getting the day started, that me time. And then I just like dive in.
Yeah. And there's tons of apps, like, you know, there's Beachbody Insight Meditation Timer. And, you know, I wish when I was growing up, we had all this stuff where it's like almost every, you learn to play guitar, you could be a brain surgeon, like on an app tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. Cool.
So is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I really like the newsletter from Harvard Business Review. So at one point I was a manager and essentially those tips really helped me either, you know, congeal the team and really kind of get, you know, unite the troops and get some good insights. So anybody can sign up at hbr.org and they have killer tips, management, CEO, you know, kind of information. The Compound Effect is also another really good book for anything leadership or kind of striving for next level stuff. Yeah.
Very good. And this is a hard one because there's so many options, but what is your favorite online tool?
Yeah. So this one, I'm going to throw kind of a curveball out. I didn't want to say like, you know, SEO tools, because I mean, if anybody in SEO, they can easily find them. I really like BuiltWith, and it's more a little bit of a technology discovery tool. Mm-hmm. So if you have a website or a competitor's website, you can plug in their URL, and basically what it will tell you is all the different marketing tech and what the platform is. So if it's WordPress or Duda or maybe Shopify, it will tell you exactly what the build is. So I've used that multiple times for, you know, pitch decks and anytime I'm doing sales, because people are like amazed. They're like, oh, how'd you know I was using like Google Tag Manager on Shopify? Like, did you spy on me a little bit? Or like, no, it's a tool. And it basically tells you exactly that, like what software and plugins they're using. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a lesser known tool, which really has a lot of functionality. So it's cool.
Amazing. And then I think I actually already asked you this question, but what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
That was the curveball. I was like, was that part of the five? So I would say, you know, like jobs come and go, but always invest in yourself. So, you know, that's the key. No matter what, at the end of the day, whether you're in a career, entrepreneur, or in a job, essentially you're selling yourself. And if you have the confidence and, you know, the soft skills and the other technical side, the skills, you'll do all right, but you have to kind of invest in yourself. So another great book is Mindset, and that is fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. If you can, always be on the growth mindset side of things. Be in awe of everything continuously, you know, take in information, like we said, you know, audiobooks, soak it up. Cause I mean, life is short. Learn what you can and go after interests, go after your passions.
Absolutely. I love that advice. That's really great advice. And, we're at the end here, but thank you so much for joining us today on the show, Chris. It was really great chatting with you and I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Julia. Thanks so much for having me. I'll have you on the podcast as well. So we can do this again. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and we'll see you next time.